This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. To be clear, no cuss words today. I actually need this job. But we are going to spend some time on the government of the United States, the partial shutdown thereof, and what is not happening in business and this economy, because that is happening. First of all, big picture. We're a couple of days away from this shutdown becoming the longest shutdown and from the first missed paycheck for those hundreds of thousands of government workers who've been locked out of their jobs. That will be Friday. So, with President Trump saying this after his visit with Republicans on Capitol Hill today.
How long are you willing to let this shutdown last, Mr. President?
Whatever it takes.
That was whatever it takes, if you couldn't hear it over all the clicking cameras. But with that as the timeline, Marketplace's Sabri Benishour takes us through the shutdown macroeconomic math.
There are 400,000 government workers who have not been working, which means they've not been contributing to GDP. So take their paychecks, which they are not getting, out of GDP, and here's what you get.
We estimate that in the fourth quarter, the impact of the shutdown was to subtract about 0.1 percentage point from GDP growth measured at an annualized rate.
Joel Prakken is chief U.S. economist for Macroeconomic Advisors by IHS Market. The impact in the first quarter of this year will depend on how long the shutdown goes on. It's looking like another 0.1%.
Now, I want to emphasize that these don't necessarily capture the disruption of private commerce, which could get increasingly large the longer the shutdown persists.
A lot of businesses depend on government services. William Gale is with the Brookings Institution.
So if someone's trying to get a business permit, for example, to start construction, do a variety of other things that require government input or government approval, everything is stopped up.
Now, measuring these other effects gets complicated. The family who would have gone to a national park might go watch a movie instead. That doesn't hurt GDP. The workers who don't get paid will probably get back pay later. But the lost government output is never made up. It comes out to about $145 million worth a day, according to IHS Market, or in the space of this story, $150,000. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.